There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Tie Tuesday. Ty Law will be on with us in about an hour and a half at 9 this morning. And it is election day and polls are open. And we're going to get to They Said It in a moment. This is Tom from Leominster. Hello, Tom.
Hello, how you doing?
What's up?
Okay, so this thing about Jason Kelce, I just wanted to make a couple of comments. I don't want to argue back and forth about what's right and what's wrong. The fact that he grabbed the guy's phone and threw it down to the ground and smashed it, if that happened in Massachusetts, that could technically be a felony. The fact that he took someone else's property away from him and smashed it, and if it's worth more than $1,200, it's a felony.
Stealing the phone would not be a felony in Massachusetts, just so we're all on the same page.
Excuse me?
Stealing the phone in Massachusetts would not be a felony.
Right. You're entitled to it at the Apple store.
Exactly. Carry on.
Okay. And the other thing about assault, an assault is you don't have to physically touch somebody to assault them. You can threaten them in a threatening manner. Move around, do something like that. A battery is if you touch somebody, unwillingly or, improperly. So, yeah, you could argue back and forth about whether there was an assault or a battery or whatever, but I just think the fact that he took the phone and smashed it and, broke it on the guy is
you think that's a douche move? Mm-hmm. You think he should have ignored it?
It's definitely a douche move.
Yeah.
But I can understand, him being pissed.
Yeah.
Listen, there are
a considerable amount of people who think it's a douche move. Wiggy and Courtney do not.
No. Yeah. You take my phone, Jason Kelce, you smash it. Oh, we got problems.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah.
It's not.
A little chin music?
Listen, one of us is getting them paws put on him. Yeah.
Which phone are you going to get more mad about, though? Because you do have two phones.
No, I only got one phone.
You used to have multiple.
Yeah, well, that's when I was coaching.
Oh, you downsized?
Yeah, well, that's the coach. Yeah, that was the work phone
guy. Hold on a second. They included a phone for you in that $100,000 deal?
Well, no, that was part of every teacher gets a phone.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because they don't want them. They don't want you using your work phone.
I feel like that's not true.
Yeah, it is.
Let me be clear. This isn't like my lead yesterday and Wiggy's lead today had nothing to do with what the law is. My lead yesterday was that people have gotten way too loose with their lips and think that they can say whatever they want. And it's showing that people have just been coddled their entire lives and haven't been put in their place. That kid now, I'm sure, is never going to go up to somebody and use a homophobic slur to try to, get likes on a video. Like, it's just loser mentality. And that's why I had no issue with Jason Kelce putting him in his place. Yeah. It wasn't debating about a law. It was just the fact, it's a douche move, but the kid started it.
And in this country, there is a cause and an effect. And if you don't want the effect, don't cause it. Like, I understand legally we can get into whatever the hell you want to talk about. But the First Amendment has nothing to do with anything other than the government telling you you can't say something. In this case, a drunken guy got in the face of a guy much bigger than him and tried to get under his skin. He succeeded.
And can I be honest?
Yes.
I'm just so tired and sick of people being like, you got to take the high road. You got to take the high road. Yeah, taking the high road sounds great in theory. Try being Jason Kelce for a day and being, you know, yelled at constantly whenever you walk anywhere because people hate who his brother is dating. Like, I just think all of the people that are saying you should be taking the high road, you're too good for that. You've never been put in a situation where people are saying hateful, mean things to you. And if you were put in that situation, trust me, you'd be taking the lowest road imaginable.
This is John from Billerica. What's up, John?
Hi. So that guy, you know, he basically assaulted Kelce, you know, by getting in his face and saying all these things. That's assault. And then he gets too close to him. Everybody's allowed their personal space, and he gets too close. I mean, the guy has the right to defend himself, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think you can argue whether taking his phone and throwing that to the ground is defending himself or not. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I think the response, I think Courtney is right. Like, people think that they can, because they're used to doing it on social media, they think they could say anything they want to you, and then they're going to scream, you know, you can't touch me afterwards. Right.
But that's the world we live in. And Greg, that's why I'm actually, you know, I'm shocked that there are more people. And I get it, because I think everybody loves Jason Kelce. I think if it was, you know, let's say if it was
LeBron James.
Yeah, LeBron James or Ryan Clark or somebody else, they might have a different take. But I'm always at the point where it's like, and I've said this and I'll always stand on it from day one, is you can't just be talking out the side of your mouth to anybody and think like, oh, okay, I get it. It's your First Amendment right. But there are some people that react differently.
Yeah.
You know, there are some people, it's like, you know, when my kid used to play AAU basketball and he used to, you know, play pickup basketball, I used to say, listen, yeah, you could talk trash, but guess what? There are some people out there that can't handle when they're being talked trash to.
Correct.
And they might haul off and swing on you.
That was my role at Neshoba.
So be careful when you're talking trash.
He used to call me the enforcer.
All right.
But yeah. I think I'm done taking the high road. Like, I really, the
Welcome
more
to
I
the
think
club.
About
come
it,
on
it's
on
just,
our society
but,
to
well, because
court.
On
come
such
on.
A smaller scale, every day on this show, people can run their mouth, and you call them a loser, and it's like, wow, Courtney, really, she's a bitch. And it's like, okay, well, sorry. Yeah. You want to run your mouth? I'm going to come back at
there
you.
There you go.
Let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Where should we begin this morning, Shine?
Well, Greg, let's begin with David Pasternak. He spoke yesterday in the locker room to reporters, and he talked about being benched in the third period of Sunday's shutout win against the Kraken, and seems to be that it was due to a bad turnover. Mm-hmm. Here was Pasta trying to be accountable.
I mean, it was a bad turnover, so how I said, I take responsibility for it. Accountability, I guess, is important. And, you know, I just want to move forward. I don't want to be any distraction to our team. You know, the guys know how I feel about them in here. And it was a bad play, so how I said, I take the accountability and already moving forward.
Okay.
Why did it make it seem like it was an injury, though?
When?
Because he went out there and tried to, like, skate. And he looked really like he was.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like the accountability. I mean, right. You know, and I think he's not a natural. He's a guy who leads, I feel like, with his talent, right. Not necessarily like a vocal leader on right. that team. But they need guys who are vocal leaders on right. that team. So
I guess if you're gonna make an example out of somebody for turning the puck over,
well, yeah,
it's good to do it when it's your best player. You know what I mean?
And I guess you can, when it comes to the lack of offensive production,
mm-hmm.
you can guess who Jim Montgomery is pointing his finger at and expecting more from when it comes to David Pastrnak. So, all right, what's next?
Well, next let's go over to the New England Patriots. My guy Drake May was on with the afternoon show here at WEEI yesterday, and he was asked about becoming more of a leader in the locker room and the reaction from the players after he threw that pick that ended the game on Sunday. Here was Drake May.
Yeah, I appreciate those guys, you know, for coming over and saying things to me and, you know, telling me to keep my head up. You know, that goes a long way, you know, especially with the quarterback and a decision like that at a time in that point in the game where we're into the game. It was tough. I think, you know, just more. I'm going to be harder, you know, myself than probably anybody's going to be harder on me. So that's the mindset I try to keep. You know, I think there's another step I can take in leadership-wise, and I got to go make some plays and kind of be smarter with the football. I think that will go a long way and kind of earn the guys' trust and respect. But I think I got respect in that locker room with those guys and kind of earn it throughout the year and kind of can make the next step in being some vocal and do little things with teammates to kind of be that quarterback leader that everybody wants.
Right. Okay. I like Drake.
Yeah,
he's accountable. He's always putting stuff on himself when he doesn't play well.
He does.
Did you guys know that he and Mason Rudolph knew each other?
No.
Yeah,
I saw like a picture, right?
They mentioned that 17 times on the broadcast.
Yeah, their dads played together at UNC, Curtis.
All right. God in heaven.
Come on.
Sounds like Eli Manning.
Mason Rudolph's real name is Brett, too.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
But I think when it comes to his maturity level, for 22 years old, it is a part of what leads me to believe that he's going to be a really good quarterback in this league. I mean, he's well advanced, well above what I would expect from a 22-year-old when it comes to leadership.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he definitely has the leadership quality that you see in a guy, especially at such a young age. And, you know, great leaders, the first thing that they do, that they hold themselves.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Accountable, and you see a guy like him doing that, you're looking and going, okay, now the physical tools, those are there, and the way he plays, you're like, all right, you stop putting pieces around this kid. Yeah. He's going to be good.
Jones was all over him yesterday. Did you listen to any
No,
of
who was
show?
He all over him for?
He was upset about the interception, and
he was also really butthurt about the fumble. Like, I don't get that. Like, the Vidarian Lowe was like a traffic cone as the defensive end ran around him, and he tried to escape the pressure and get it to the running back, and it was like a half a second too late. I don't understand how, like, that's entirely Drake May's fault. Like, yeah, you wanted to get it out a split second earlier, but I mean, the left tackle also got blown by like it was me playing left tackle.
Yeah, I don't blame a guy, especially a quarterback. I don't blame a quarterback whose focus is on one side of the field, and then from behind, a guy strips him. It's in the pocket like a strip sack. It's a great play by the guy, but especially when it's that quick and a guy gets blown by. It's one thing if you're in the pocket for a minute and you can't find nobody, then you got to stop being a little bit concerned. I just don't
put... does, Shime, maybe you brought this up or Wiggy brought up yesterday, does the interception happen if Kendrick Bourne doesn't trip over his feet anyway?
I don't think so.
You've been, you've been in the all 22.
Yeah, I said, yeah, that I
was
see that.
That was my big thing yesterday. Is that if Kendrick Bourne doesn't trip over his feet and he runs that corner route, he kind of holds that safety down a little bit. And I don't think that that's an interception, but I also think there were other things that could have helped prevent it from being an interception. Like, I don't know, Kayshawn Booty, like fighting for a football might've been nice instead of just watching the guy catch it. But you know, that's just another thought. So, you know,
and Greg, you asked if we were listening to Jones and Keefe yesterday. Yes. I can tell you a large amount of people in our listening audience are listening to Jones and
really?
Keefe. Really? Show is cooking with gas.
It's a good show.
Really
I really
show.
Enjoy it.
I enjoy it every day.
I really enjoy it. All right, what's next?
Well, next, Greg, Jason Tatum was on the 520 Club podcast. Not enough podcasts, Curtis. We got to have more. I think this one's hosted by Jeff Teague, former NBA player. And Tatum talked about when he first got drafted by the Celtics, and they also signed Gordon Hayward. Here was Jason Tatum.
So you didn't think he was going to play at all in Boston?
And then I get drafted. Gordon Hayward signed with the Celtics. I called my agent like, yo, I got to get traded.
Yeah, facts.
I'm in summer league before I ever play a game. Like, yo, he like relaxed, just waited
yeah,
out.
Yeah, man,
like,
he doing too much.
Basically, he's like, you got to yeah. chill. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to play. I didn't get drafted to come off the bench and not start.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, yo, just like, you in a great organization. They going to teach you how to play the right way.
Well, I mean, thank God that it was quite, no, I mean, you never wish for an injury, but thank God that it ended the way it did. So Jason Tatum remained here as a Boston Celtic.
Yeah, I mean, I get where his frustration may be coming from, where it's like, wait a second, all right, this is just how many shooting guard small forwards are we going to have? It's going to be a log jam here. Am I ever going to get an opportunity to play?
Also, Curtis, Shime is being called fraudulent and Wiggy on the Subaru of New England text line.
For okay. what?
For defending the strip sack of Drake May when you would not have done the same for Mac Jones, according to this text.
I would have. I did it for Cam Newton, and I would have did it for Mac Jones. If you get smoked from the blind side and you lose the football, I mean, I don't subscribe to like, all right, you got to do a better job of ball security quarterback. I mean, the guy got absolutely smoked. I would do the same thing for Mac.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I was relatively, not always, but relatively level-headed on certain situations when it came to Mac Jones.
You were never, I mean, and it's one of my favorite, one of my favorite qualities about you. You were never level-headed about Mac. And
okay, fair enough.
And you never allowed the offensive line to be an excuse.
No, and I under normal circumstances, I don't. Like, it's not not something I do. And like I said, like, Drake deserves some culpability in that, but it's not entirely Drake's fault by any means.
Right. We all have our blind spot.
Yep.
Good job, though, Shime, because I'm looking at the all-22. If Kendrick Bourne doesn't fall down,
yeah.
then that safety probably has to play, because it looks like
he has to hold that corner out because yep. it looked like zone coverage.
Yep. And you could start to see him turn like he was going to go play the corner route that Bourne was running. But
yeah, he flips those hips, and there's no way he makes that pick.
Yeah, once he sees that he falls, he just continues to run underneath it. Well, good job on the all-22, Shime.
Thank you, Wiggy.
All right, is that it, Shime?
Yeah, that'll do it today for They Said It, Greg.
Okay. Courtney has the news coming up next on Election Day. And then Ty Law will join us at 9 on a Ty Tuesday here at WEEI.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.